When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You're not going to score on every shot.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't take the shots. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to hit the goal. But part of being able to continue to take shots is to have the strength of character to tolerate the fact that in that instance, you weren't on top.
You know, there's some things that it takes a long time to come back from. Like, I've watched people in my clinical practice try to walk back from significant moral errors. It is not that easy. You know, there's that Catholic doctrine that you can be saved and redeemed no matter what your sin. It's like, that's true, but that doesn't mean you don't have to face the consequences of what you've done. And like, if you want to repent and you've done something seriously wrong, so much of you have to change, that it's almost like you have to die in order to be reborn. So anyways, for those who are listening, that's another reason why you should try to step forward carefully in your life, you know, because you will be called to attend for your misbehavior, and it will occur during a period of crisis. And if you're a mess and a deceitful mess, you're going to find yourself in trouble so profound you can barely imagine it. So
the best way through the absolute catastrophe of life is to voluntarily take on the deepest possible set of catastrophes as if they're an encouraging challenge. It's something like that. That's, you could think about that metaphysically as the invitation to the cross. And so the notion is analogous to the notion that you're describing, which is the best way to inoculate yourself against catastrophe is to confront it voluntarily. It's the same idea, by the way, as the notion that the larger dragons hoard more gold, and the dragon gold story is a very, very old story. The notion there is that the best, what you could find that would manifest itself as the best in your life is likely to be found, as Jung said, in sterquilinus inventatur, which meant that which you most need will be found where you least want to look. You can't reduce what's good to what's strong. It's just one element of it. Better to be strong than to be weak. And so you can have a strong hero because it's better to be strong than to be weak. But it's better to be strong and kind than to be strong. And it's better to be strong and kind and wise than to be strong and kind.
Hard work actually works. And with virtually everything, it might not make you the best at whatever it is you're pursuing, but it will certainly make you better than you are. Imagine who you could be and then aim single-mindedly at that. That's one. And then work as hard as you possibly can on one thing and see what happens. And that's also predicated on this idea that discipline is a precondition to freedom. So you were fortunate, like you had this goal, right? So that meant you had a goal, which is a really big deal because you could learn about goals. You had a sense of, what a higher mode of moral being, that I would rather be a good seal than the person I am now. Well, it's a code of behavior and a way of perceiving. So there's an ethic in that. And then you said as well, you know, your conception of what good seal meant changed as you matured. But that's also fine. It wouldn't have changed unless you would have pursued that initial only partially accurate goal. And so that's also a really good thing for people to understand is like, if you don't know what you're doing, aim at something. Is it the right thing? No. But it's better than just shooting randomly. So you aim at something, and then as you aim and you move towards it, you're going to find out why you're wrong. And then you might recalibrate your aim. And that's going to happen over and over, because as you move towards a goal, it recedes or it broadens, or it recedes and broadens, and otherwise you'd run out of things to do.
So who knows how tough you are? And maybe you find out by going out to find out how tough you are, right? So you take on a challenge, one that you think you can master, just that's just a bit beyond your grasp. You master it, and then you're a little tougher, and you think, hey, that worked out pretty well. And so then you're more of a monster.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
And then you go out and you find another challenge that's even bigger, and you think, well, maybe I can do that too. And all of a sudden you can, and you get a little bit bigger, and God only knows what the limit is of you. And you find out by pushing yourself against the world, and of course that's what Abraham is doing.
It's something everyone should know. I've been lecturing to my audiences as I go around the world more recently, talking about how destiny makes itself manifest to people. And it does that by inviting you with opportunities that seize your imagination. But it also does it by calling out to you certain problems that beset you that happen to be your problems, whatever that means. You know, because it's not like you're obsessed by an infinite number of problems. You're obsessed by that set of problems that happen for whatever reason to be your problems. And you might say, well, I wish I didn't have any problems, but then you don't have any mystery. The reverse of that would be to say, well, I'm going to take the worst problem that besets me and delve into that most assiduously. And I think the evidence is quite clear on the clinical front that that's how you find the great adventure of your life.
Imagine that you're like the potential composite of all the ancestral wisdom that's locked inside of you biologically. But that's not going to come out at all unless you stress yourself, unless you challenge yourself. And the bigger the challenge you take on, the more that's going to turn on. And so that as you take on a broader and broader range of challenges and you push yourself harder, then more and more of what you could be turns on. And that's equivalent to transforming yourself into the ancestral father. Into all, because you're like the, what would you call it? You're the consequence of all these living beings that have come before you. And that's all part of your biological potentiality. And then if you can push yourself, then all of that clicks on and that turns you into who you could be. That's the re-representation of that positive ancestral father. Now, one of the things I recommend to young people, especially true for people in their 20s, is that you should push yourself beyond your limits of tolerance in your 20s to find out where it is. How much can you work? How disciplined can you become? Like, can you work 12 hours a day? Can you work 8 hours a day? Can you work 3 hours a day? Like, flat out, where's your limit? And how much work can you do and how much socialization? You should find out. Push yourself past and then back off to that point where it's optimally sustainable.
That's what a lot of people do, isn't it? I mean, they party too much when they're in their 20s. They make a lot of mistakes.
It's what they're doing, and I would say in sort of a haphazard way, right? Because there's that instinct to go out there and do more,
right?
And but it's unregulated, and it's not as self-conscious as it might be. It's good to know that it's good to think about that as a goal. It's like you're trying to discover what your limitations are when you're in your 20s, so that you can hit that edge so that you can sustain yourself across the decades. And so, yeah, because you don't want to have too much fun, right? Too much fun takes you out. You don't want to be the oldest guy at the disco. You know, it's not fun being the 40-year-old at the singles bar, precisely. So you want to make sure that what you're doing is age appropriate, and you want to push yourself in every direction that you can, but you should be doing that with an aim in mind. It's like you're trying to make yourself into a better and more competent person. And so some discipline along with the fun is a good idea. We already know from a clinical perspective that, you know, if you set out a path towards a goal, which you want to do because you need a goal and you need a path because that provides you with positive emotion, right? So you set up something as valuable. So that implies a hierarchy. You set up something as valuable. You decide that you're going to do that instead of other things. So that's kind of a sacrifice because you're sacrificing everything else to pursue that. And then you experience a fair bit of positive emotion and meaning as you watch yourself move towards the goal. And so the implication of that is that the better the goal, the more full and rich your experience is going to be when you pursue it. So that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons for developing a vision and for fleshing yourself out philosophically, because you want to aim at the highest goal that you can manage.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.